Okay, this is a meeting of the City of Sylvania Streets Committee. Present today are committee members, Brian McCann, Doug Hanem, Mary Westfall, and myself, Patrick Richardson, as chair of the committee. We also have, from council, Mark Bryan, from administration, Kevin Aller, Bill Sanford, and Sharon Booker. And then we also have a number of members of the community here. Today's meeting is to discuss proposed ordinance number 46-2022 that was introduced at the last council meeting. This is an ordinance revolving around the downtown streetscape project. I wanted to start by having Mrs. Capellini come up and present. Do you guys want to, okay. All right, we'll shift then, and we'll do the presentation from DGL then first. So the representatives from DGL will come up. We'll get to the documents that Katie passed out a little later then. So with the representatives of DGL, if you guys want to come up there and then introduce yourselves for the record, and then we can go through the presentation.
Good morning. My name is Lori Adams. I'm the managing principal and a traffic engineer with DGL Consulting Engineers. I am a resident of Sylvania Township, so this community is mine as well. And we've done a lot of projects in the city of Sylvania and in the surrounding community. In fact, we're working with the pedestrian hybrid beacon that's going up on Haroon very soon here. It was one of our projects. We're working on our own Haroon, the Silica Bridge. We did Main Street south of the Monroe, as well as other projects back in the years when we used to work with Jeff Ballmer a lot as well.
Morning, I'm Rick McGuckin. I've been with DGL for 35 plus years, Director of Transportation, professional engineer, worked on almost all the projects that Lori mentioned here within the city. And my main involvement on something like this is really making sure all the layouts and designs meet ADA requirements, drainage issues, and more of the functionality and stuff of it. So I think Lori's got a PowerPoint presentation just going over some.
Would you like me to present from there, or just to hear by?
That's fine. Yeah.
You can hear.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're right. So you're picked up on the recording for the record. Good catch.
All right. Thank you. All right. So the back in September, October, we had a meeting with Kevin and Joe to talk about what their needs were for this project. And the way we understood it is that it's rehabilitation of Main Street from Monroe to Erie. Currently, many people feel your downtown is from Monroe to Maplewood. We want to make sure that it goes all the way to Erie, and we want to create a streetscape design that will address public realm, street, utility, including water and sewer, sidewalk improvements. We're going to look at parking strategies, landscape, electrical upgrades, and amenities for all types of users. I mentioned to Kevin yesterday when we talked that my husband and I ate lunch at Inside the Five out on the patio on Sunday, and that was just such a nice experience. It was a nice day, and just being outside, there was people crossed in the park that were getting takeout from Inside the Five and going back across, and so I understand the needs of the community and what you guys want to accomplish here. So what Kevin asked us to do was to put together a proposal to start initially looking at this, and so our scope was streetscape design, looking at traffic and parking, how can we create pockets of parking, how can we create pockets of other things, uses, and stakeholder involvement, especially with the downtown land unit, building occupants, just trying to understand what everybody wants. So our first thought was Edge Group. We know you guys work with them already. We work with Tim Bachbreger a lot. We have a lot of common projects, and so you'll see a couple of examples later of things we've worked on together. He's our go-to guy in this area. So They're going to be looking at streetscape concepts as well and helping us with streetscape renderings, because I know those are important when you meet with the public. They want to see what it's going to look like. And then, of course, JDRM, who's right on the corridor for electrical, JDRM is also a partner of ours that we work with a lot. And Kevin had some very specific items that he wants looked at, and so their role is mostly is to evaluate what needs to be done, and that might go into a larger contract once it's decided, but we didn't want to get too far in until we know exactly what the implications are of some of the things that are needed. Just to let you know some of our previous streetscape experience, Rick worked on a few of these projects. City of Bryan, downtown enhancements, they did streetscape all around their entire courthouse building, around the square on the outside and the inside. City of Oregon, we did Navarre Avenue upgrades. You've seen one portion of that project is already completed. They are now starting construction on the other end, and we are in the process of what we call Navarre 3.0, which is to fill in that gap in the middle. City of Fort Clinton, we did some work Jefferson Street and Madison Street, but in this case, we were not the designer, we were the inspector on the project. And they were both streetscape projects. So our top inspector was out there on both projects. He saw the pitfalls, he saw the issues that came up, he saw the things that had to be changed in the field. So he's a guy that will look at whatever we're doing and try to mitigate that stuff beforehand. Village of Hicksville, we looked at downtown parking for them and some other streetscape items. City of Maumee, hot topic right now. Their uptown streetscape project is just about to kick off. We worked with a different landscape architect on that project, but heavily involved. And the Village of Delta. The Village of Delta did a lot of design, and when they got to the part where they talked to the business owners and they wanted business owners to be assessed for part of the project, and the business owners said no. So they had some great plans, and they were going to do all kind of decorative lighting and a lot of really neat stuff, and the project kind of fizzled. It was right before COVID happened, and it may be able to revive, we'll see. And ADA enhancements as well, yeah. So, City of Bryan, I don't know if you're familiar with it at all, the courthouse is in the center, and there's a road system that goes around the outside, big square. That's the before. And here's the after. I don't know, Rick, if there's anything.
Yeah.
Especially when I talk about
this. Yeah, what happens on a lot of these streetscape projects in the downtown areas, you're always trying to meet their doorway entrances, and so, you know, the building right next to you, the doorway might be a little bit higher, a little bit lower. So what happens is you've got a common sidewalk area that meets ADA requirements, and then this ribbon on both at the face of the curb and at the edge of the building can be at a varied slope, which this does not really meet ADA requirements, this would, and the ramps coming in. So it's getting the field survey is really important, and that's one of our first things that will happen. And what I'd like to have is one of our engineers go out there with the surveyors and just take a lot of the critical elevations, which are the doorways and any other obstructions that might be in the sidewalk area.
Okay, so this is the City of Oregon project. We did about half a mile. As you know, City of Oregon doesn't really have a downtown. Navarre Avenue is kind of their downtown. Dustin Road was supposed to be it. Didn't really turn out that way. But what they wanted to do was they were doing a safety project, and they decided while they were doing a safety project, they wanted to do enhancements. So we did a lot of decorative things. They added piers with their logo in it. They added lighted bollards that they can control and do varying light grades and different colors, whatever they want, really. They did a lot of decorative lighting. We worked extensively with Edge on this project. We led the project. Edge did the fancy things, helped us get it all worked out. You can see we've got enhanced pedestrian crosswalks, all kinds of things. So this was one of the renderings that Edge did. Just as soon as I move, it goes. Here's what it looks like today. The plantings in the middle look a little rough there, but they achieved the look they were looking for. And this goes down. This is about, like I said, about a half a mile. We're doing the other end at Coimbra. Going to have a similar look, and then they're going to complete it in between. It not only did it reduce crashes by putting in the medians and doing stuff, which is, I know, is not what we're going to do here, it also enhanced the beauty of the area. And now they've had a lot of turnover in businesses, of new businesses that want to come in and develop there. So this is one of the Port Clinton projects that I talked about. This was one of our guys out inspecting during the construction. It's just slow. It's early. It doesn't want to work. Maybe it's too large of a file, perhaps. There it comes.
What was that? Yeah, please go on.
So just while we're waiting for the pictures to come out, this is actually more to Kevin. If we're going to have ADA accessibility to each one of the individual businesses based on a different case, do we have, I assume not, but do we have significant shifting over time of the levels? And I'm not talking about the freeze and thaw effect. It's more the actual buildings themselves.
Over time, the buildings themselves don't change too much. That front stoop, if you will, is going to remain pretty constant.
Okay.
So that'll be what, you know, Rick and those guys have to match up to account for.
Okay, thanks.
I don't know why it doesn't want to show you Jefferson Street. We'll share this with you. We'll send you Kevin has the PDF. He can forward it to you.
Yeah.
We'll move on. Suffice it to say, if you've been to Port Clinton recently, there's a couple of very nice streetscape streets. They're doing a lot of work in their downtown area as well. Until it doesn't work, right? It's always when your computer wants to reboot and you're... We can't get it to advance, too. I don't know why it's so slow.
I can hit a little bit on what you had mentioned with the elevations of the doors and ADA compliance. I mean, what we'll do is we'll go through and provide options, and sometimes if you have accessibility through the back door, it may be a better option than putting some ramping system in front. But what we would do is look at each option and provide those options to you, so.
Are they currently grandfathered? Is that why, and now when we make these changes, we'll have to comply, is that another point?
Yep.
So there's nothing currently that violates the law?
I believe that's correct.
But once we do the changes.
Right. That happens when you do traffic signals and other things too, is that you have to upgrade your ramp. If you're going to provide pedestrian amenities, then you have to upgrade your ramps at that time as well.
Is it us or is it the business owners or the building owners that need to comply? I'm not sure, but because I don't understand. I mean, I know we have to, there has to be compliance, but I'm not sure, you know, who's got the fly paper on it.
If it's on the public right of way, I believe you have to help them comply or give them as best as possible. They may have to do some work inside, like if you give them accessibility inside, they might have to do a ramp on, up to a step or something on the interior, but I don't think you have to handle that, but you would handle what's in the public realm.
Well, that's an important piece of the puzzle inside as well as outside. There needs to be compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'd like to think of one business downtown where that could be an issue.
Yeah, there are a couple of buildings. Most of the buildings will have, most of their steps are, from the stoop to the public sidewalk.
Yep.
And that's where we need to figure out where we need to make the adjustments that we're talking about or implement it there.
Got it. And
oops, I just did what you did, Kevin.
Did you have a question while we were waiting?
Well, I was just going to ask a fill-in question. Does DGL act as a construction manager? You said you...
We can't, yeah, we can.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
Yeah, we do a construction administration, we do inspection, we can handle all of those things if needed, if that's what's, if that's where we end up, we'd be more than willing to do that.
And you talked about Fort Clinton pitfalls and challenges that your inspector saw. What were they? I mean, just generally.
I would say sometimes it's utilities that were unknown or that didn't come up, They didn't have quite as close of buildings on the one block. That one went a little smoother, but I think sometimes you just don't know what's under there until you get under there.
So the plans and the as-built and the actuals are different?
Sometimes. I know, right? One of the things that we found in Hicksville, which I don't think, or not Hicksville, in Bryan, which I don't think you'll have here, is they had a lot of under basements that went under the sidewalk, and so that those were challenges that had to be dealt with. That's when you want an engineer on your team that can help you figure out those things. All right, back to what we got here. We've done a lot of work in the village of Hicksville. They moved their school out outside of town about 10 years ago. We've been doing a lot of work with them on various aspects of their safe routes to school and they're downtown. Maybe.
I apologize for everybody. I don't know what's happening here.
I think it might be helpful for us just to maybe have a more comprehensive discussion and then maybe
along
the PDFs.
Sure.
I'm sure that those are fabulous picks, and I'm sad that we can't see them now.
You'll see them soon.
It's not a productive use of our time to keep trying to get it working.
Sure. Kevin, is this being worked off that laptop?
Oh, unless you think you can fix it.
Okay.
but it looks like a lot of work, and I definitely want to spend some time looking at that proposal or that PowerPoint. So.
Okay.
I didn't mean to take, steal.
No, that, I totally agree.
The other thing I want to say is that, you know, we understand that you have a lot of things going, we know you did a, you did a master plan. I've read that, I've watched the presentations done by CT, and we know that Historical Village has a lot of work that's coming. What we want to do is make sure that everything's incorporated, nothing's wasted, and that we want to meet the needs of the community, not just the people in the room, but the people that are on the fronts of the street and use this every day. We know that they're going to have a very vested interest in this.
Administration did share the letter that you submitted in October, and I think it does nicely present that you've looked at all the other information. You're taking into consideration the public input, and you're trying to make sure you're looking at a transformational change in that area, so I appreciated that. That was helpful.
So this really, this passage is the start of it. And it can expand. It can, if we determine that JDRM needs to do a lot more work, then these are just initial looks. With no issues with the project ebbing and flowing, and, you know, things, contract changes, our subs getting more work than they currently have, that's not an issue for us. They're our teammates, and we want to do what's best for you guys.
Okay, great. Is there any other questions for DGL before we move on from any members of the committee or council or administration?
I have a question if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have been working through making this a more walkable community, as you know. And we had a presentation a few weeks ago about the possibility of a third party coming in and including scooters, electric scooters. We've also had some conversations about additional bicycle racking placements and different things like that. So in your vision and things that you've done historically, how has that type of mobile equipment been included in the design?
I'd say that the most recent project is in Maumee, and I don't think I'm unaware if they're bringing scooters into their downtown. That may come later. But having that multimodal access was important to them. They are incorporating more things like that, but maybe not on the main street because they have a limited depth as well. But sometimes around the corners in that very first wraparound, so that people can come down, ride their bikes, park them close, but still get to where they want to go. My thought of scooters is they seem like they get just dropped and left everywhere. And it seems to me like they would just make a clutter.
Well, that's one of the concerns that I've heard from other people. Yeah. One constituent said they're like Lego toys when my kids were 5 and 6 years old. I kept stepping on them in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for somebody who has a special needs family member with limited visual capacity, that becomes a big deal.
Absolutely. My son had a very serious medical issue a few years ago and has somewhat limited mobility now, but I finally understood those challenges. It's made me a different engineer, a different way of thinking of how to get people around. Mm-hmm. And as bad as that was, it did change my view of how to get people places and the challenges of that.
Right.
I did talk with a guy who told me his job, and he lives in Cleveland, and his job is to go pick those scooters up. He has a pickup truck. His job is he goes and picks them up in the middle of the night, he charges them, and then he returns them to the spaces that they belong. And I thought, that's an interesting job. But he said that, you know, they're all over the place.
Right. We heard the same thing from the company that talked to us about it. And it's hard for me, at least, I can't speak for other members of council, striking the balance between providing that ability and mobility to maybe move from Lourdes over to the downtown or vice versa.
Right.
And avoiding the, hey, we're just going to drop it wherever we please thing.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else for DGL? Then maybe we can move on to, Katie, do you want to move on to your presentation? Or the information you provided. I think everybody got some material from Mrs. Capellini, is that right?
Yep.
Yes, so for the record, Katie Capellini, Executive Director for Redbird Sylvania. I also live at 5648 Parkwood Boulevard. Lucky for me, I don't have a PowerPoint. First of all, I'd like to thank all of council members for spending an hour with me in the last month or so to walk around Sylvania. I really appreciated your time, your feedback. After I did the walk with all of you guys, I did meet with Bill and the mayor and talked about everything that I talked about with you all, which was super helpful. And then he suggested that I put together a proposal from the DSA on what we expected and hoped for in this process, and that's what you have in front of you. I worked with Tim Bachrader on this, or if I hadn't, this proposal probably would have been as long as our hour walk. So he is like really smart and super helpful. And really, you know, like I'm not going to repeat everything that we talked about on our walk and all the highlights during that proposal, but the thing that I feel like I really think that is important. So in our downtown plan, we covered the boundaries that I mentioned in that, I think it's the number one point there. And I know we're only going to make improvements in two blocks for now, but I feel like as long as we're visioning, I mean, we already did the vision for the downtown plan, that we should really do a vision for the streetscape for the same boundaries so that our vision continues. And as I've been looking at grants, there's a lot of grants right now for public spaces, parks, trails, and it would be super helpful just to have the whole vision together so that we don't just do a vision for two blocks and then 5 years down the road we say, oh, what do we think the public space by Anchor Church, where we the potential amphitheater that's shown in the downtown plan, what is that going to look like? It would be really great just to have the whole vision, everything in a package, and then just do the engineering plans and the work for the two blocks that is proposed. So that's really it.
Katie, do you think that while these two blocks begin to proceed, that we can have those conversations about the broader vision? Because I do think with some of the funding we've got available, there is a timeline that I would hate to get delayed because of this great concept of visioning everything.
I think we can do that in two meetings and then a final presentation. Tim, so that's the first part. I mean
the whole area or the downtown?
The vision for the whole thing, the whole downtown. I don't think it's going to be that much of an addition. I don't think we need to do all of the engineering plans. Like, we don't need to get as detailed as the engineers from DGL need to get to actually make the construction happen. But I think the visioning part is important. And that's something that would be done by Edge. And just like when they, that first drawing that they showed on their PowerPoint, that's more of a sketch. I think if we could just have the whole thing sketched out and then just skip over the technical stuff for later. Was that answer?
A little.
I don't.
It sounds wonderful.
I think it's important that we look like a comp, like the whole thing looks like a package, comprehensive plan, instead of looking like we did one thing this year and something else in 5 years and then it looks different. I feel really strongly that everything should tell the same story, should look like it's the same people in charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in the meantime, we do have this ordinance before us that I know people want to get passed so we can get moving on this. I mean, from the DSA's perspective, I assume you've read the ordinance. And
yes, and we're super excited, really, about moving forward. I just want to be sure that maybe the vision includes the whole,
sure,
our whole downtown.
So I'm just a little bit curious if it would be appropriate, Katie, to get some feedback from DGL on that in terms of, I know you've got the relationship also with Edge. Do you think it is possible in a very timely fashion to get all of those things done and working with Edge to do that versus trying to begin to move two things forward?
I think it's to make that part of DGL scope, I think, would be a little broad. What we're, you know, the proposal that we have in front of you, and that I think is for that two-block area. But I think at the same time, we can be, meeting with DSA or Edge or, the master plan that council's already done.
Right.
Is really going to be the leading document.
Right.
And so I think a lot of that has kind of already been done. And I think, if we need to take the concepts that are in that master plan and maybe massage them a little bit or something like that, I think we can be doing that while DGL is doing their work in the downtown area. But that would be my recommendation.
Kevin, would you think that it would be beneficial to have, since Edge is going to be partnering with DGL and GDRM on this project, assuming that we move forward, obviously, do you think it's best to have Edge, if we're looking at the whole footprint, to have them being the entity that's envisioned this fleshing out, I call it, of the master plan? Would that make most sense to you?
Yeah, and they would have been my first call.
You chose anyone.
Right. Anyways, and it's, I've worked with him on a couple of projects, and he's, as Lori indicated, he's one of the best.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not to give it a formal name, but phase one, phase two.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
One last quick comment about electrical. I'm assuming you're including fiber optic cable in the electrical picture.
Yeah, that's in all of our. We put actually on the Maplewood project here. We put put a couple of empty conduit in because not knowing what we need, and we would connect those in, put pole boxes and things like that, to be able to use those on the street too.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
One more quick thing, Katie. Two things. First of all, this is very cool. Thank you. So glad to finally have everything in front of me and be able to put it on my calendar.
That was part of a welcome package to our 280 new neighbors at SOMO with information from all the businesses. Each apartment got one of those.
That's great. And then I think this is really helpful. Thank you for taking the time and working with DSA to put together these thoughts. I do think the exciting thing is that I feel like DSA and city administration and council are really all on the same page and all looking to create a wonderful new experience in our downtown area and the broader footprint. So this is very helpful and very well done. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, I agree. And that was kind of the point of the meeting, was to make sure everybody is on the same page and we're all working together and we're all in agreement on how we're moving forward on this. I'm comfortable with this ordinance for the next meeting. How do members of the committee feel?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with it.
Do we need a formal recommendation or?
I'd like to make a motion that we advance this legislation to the next city council meeting for approval.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded. All members of the committee indicate by saying aye. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, it passes, so we'll have this at the next city council meeting to look at the full meeting of council. Were there any other questions or comments from anybody in the room regarding this?
Thanks to DGL.
Can you coordinate, make sure this is on the agenda for Monday?
Yes.
Yeah. And thanks to DGL representatives for being here. It was helpful.
Yes,
and
really, that was helpful. Yeah.
PowerPoint.
Yeah. We'll distribute that via email and we'll look at it. Sure. Sorry about the technical difficulties there, but yeah. All right. If there's nothing else to discuss.
I do have one more last question. Is somebody going to connect up with Edge and have a conversation about this broader vision?
Yeah.
Would that be you?
Well, the more I'm sure we'll be in contact.
Okay. Just to make sure we don't lose that piece. Okay. Great. Thanks. Thanks, Lori.
All right, if there's nothing else, then I'm going to call the meeting adjourned. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.